What's up? I'm Jack Wilds from the Down Square, here to aid you on your journey down memory chain. With another year behind us and our future looking bright as ever, I think it's important to reflect on the people, places, and things of 2023. This is Last Year in Nouns. 2023 started with a bang as Proposal 73 came to life and we all got to witness Nouns Dow take the Rose Parade.
Most of the time a noun is what? Person, place, or thing. Yeah, well, forget about that. This year, there's also a Rose Parade float. Let's meet the Nouns, brought to us by Stupid Buddy Studios in partnership with Nouns Dow.
With the help of Stupid Buddy, Nouns Work, and OTG, six costume nouns and their noggle-clad cohorts floated the Pasadena streets and exposed over 1 million people to nouns. Not to mention landing a spot on KTLA's live broadcast that reached millions more nationwide.
This is fantastic, though.
The Nouns float played the hook to upcoming documentary Shark Pickle Cone by Stupid Buddy, but they're not the only studio that are trying to put Nouns on the silver screen. Last year, Atrium and Nouns executed a revolutionary new way to fund a film, and in Prop 245, Nouns a Movie was born. With the creative team bringing their experiences from studios like Pixar, Marvel, and Sony to create the magical world called Blues. With the first two episodes completed and episodes 4, 5, and 6 greenlit, we all get to sit back and watch this world blossom.
Isn't that right, Mrs. Waxman?
We also got to watch a new talent emerge in the first annual Nouns Short Shorts Film Festival, live at Braindead Studios in Los Angeles. Through Proposal 397, Nouns attempt to disrupt the old system set by archaic networks and provide proper funding to attract the world's best animators to help them bring their ideas to life. At the same time, putting Nouns IP front and center on a series of innovative and hilarious shorts that are sure to bring plenty of eyes and very good vibes to Nouns. If you haven't seen some of the shorts that came out in this series, I highly recommend checking them out. We'll make sure to have them linked in the description below. On the other side of the U.S., though, Nouns was making another splash in the art world, with Dustin Yellen's completion of his psychogeography sculpture Person, Place, or Thing, an all-in-one super avatar representing the shared vision and trust between all Dow stakeholders, and 28 layers of glass. We also saw Nouns brought to life through a partnership with Art Matter to create beautifully fabricated, one-of-a-kind pieces of art to help promote Nouns to the traditional gallery world and more traditional collectors, as well as gathering Nouns under one roof to celebrate Nouns entering that physical realm. With the help of Art Matter's super sweet robots, we could watch Nouns 644 through 650 enter the real world. These weren't the only gatherings, though. In fact, Nouns went out of their way to congregate last year. There were parties held on the rooftops of NFT NYC and NFT Brazil, in Miami and Art Basel. Nouns played a soccer tournament and sent a fleet of seven Nounish sailboats around New York Bay.
Nouns.
Although there were some that inevitably decided to leave the DAO, the Verbs team was able to solve that problem. The result was Nouns V3, and a core Nouns community stronger than ever. Plus, the software built to solve these problems is open source and free to use for any future DAOs that might find it useful. This also led to Nouner Scout Rounds, an experiment in rewarding Nouns via Prop House Rounds to bring long-term aligned players into the ecosystem. We also brought in new Nouns like legendary skateboarder Bob Burnquist, Pickle Rick animator Sloppy Pencil, and rewarded dedicated builders like Gami, the founder of NarsDAO. Prop House had another banner year, hosting over 200 funding rounds and distributing over $1 million. The team also deployed their protocol fully on-chain, so now any on-chain community can use it 100% permissionlessly. 2023 was definitely the year of the gamer, and Nouns Esports established itself as a tier one competitor, being globally recognized and proliferating the dream. In October, they became the highest placing North American team at the International, one of the largest Dota 2 tournaments in the world. Their Counter-Strike team is ranked second across all of North America, and they signed Aklo, the 11th globally ranked Super Smash Melee player. Plus, they started a Pokemon Unite team, so that's very cool. Not only did they hold it down in-game, but outside they attracted high-profile partnerships, like their collaboration with Adidas, who sponsored their TI jerseys. Nouns Esports also passed their prop for 2024, so we have plenty to look forward to coming from the team this year. In Proposal 254, we saw Nouns pass their first franchise deli in Melbourne, and very recently, in Prop 450, we passed a Nounish coffee shop in Los Angeles. This is part of an ever-expanding IRL Nounish experience that you could take part in. Teams like Nouns Chinese and Nouns Japan pushed these IRL initiatives and created statues, art installations, they threw parties, and even introduced Nouns into the Alpine subculture. Nouns is about public goods, though, and last year we did a lot. We minted 5,000 Stand With Crypto NFTs, donated 100K to Gitcoin's crypto advocacy round, because generosity is Nounish, and it's a crucial time for crypto from a regulatory perspective. Mucho Love impacted the lives of 300 children, creating 300 pieces of art, and spent the holiday season giving to others. They went above and beyond all year, having a great impact on the community around them. Nouns also helped sponsor the Variety Kids Christmas Party, an annual event held in Melbourne that brings joy and inclusion to over 5,000 children facing diverse challenges, making a profound impact on the families who often feel isolated and overlooked. To be honest, Nouns has done more in the last year than I could ever cover in this one video. Each and every person has helped proliferate the meme in one way or another, and in this sometimes sketchy world of Web3, I am proud to be a part of the Nounish community. With 2023 behind us, I'm looking forward to the future, where the Noun Square will be keeping you up to date with all things Nouns through our daily spaces, educational content, and the Zero Rights Reserve podcast with your host, Cody Hawk, which, by the way, has racked up over 1 million impressions in the last 6 months across 20 episodes with amazing guests like Jack Butcher, Luca Netz, Dan Romero, and Zeneca. We're excited to grow even more in 24. So please join us on this journey by subscribing to our YouTube channel or RSS feed and following us on Twitter. Until next time, you stay Nouns.